rake it up in little piles. Do you ever hear a name for those little piles of hay that you have?
Haystacks, that's all.
Okay. Where, you mentioned the pen. What was that like?
What, honey?
When you mentioned pinning the cows up.
Well, now you want me to tell you just how that was?
Yeah.
Well, you see, when we'd have the cows all out in the pasture, oh, that was acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the slaughterhouse, the place where he actually killed the cow, had a little pen with a chute built.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd put, when Daddy would tell us to put the cow, get the yearling in the pen,
mm-hmm.
that meant we drove him into the pen, the slaughterhouse pen.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a pen, a high fence around there. And then they'd drive him up in the chute. And my daddy'd rope him, put the rope on him, pull him up to a ring in the slaughterhouse, and kill him.
Did your daddy have a lot of people working for him, or just mainly his family?
Well, yes, just times. There was times he had people working for him, and sometimes he didn't. Now, usually when he'd go out in the country and buy up cows, they didn't haul them then like they do now. They drove them on, rode horses and drove them in. He would go around out in the country and buy up cows, and he'd pin them up someplace, and then they'd go out there. He'd get up early before daylight of a morning and go out there to drive them cows in. He'd get help to help him drive the cows in. Then he usually had some man helping him in the slaughterhouse. But I'll tell you.
How would he slaughter them?
No, he'd just knock them in the head and then cut their throat, just stick a knife in the throat for that blood to run out. And by the time that he'd knock them down, stick them in there, the slaughterhouse was built with a trough. He'd set them up in that trough and start skinning them. My dad could skin a cow. Well, my aunt could skin a cow. Of course, they did it then all what to do it different now. Because now you carry them to the packing house and all.
Did y'all ever use the cowhide? Did you ever?
No, the dad, whoever bought the cow.
Got the hide?
No. Now, you know, I don't think they did. I think my dad sold the hide.
Yeah.
No, we didn't never use the hide. We never used the hide.
Did y'all have milk cows at all?
Milk cows? Honey, I milk more cows than you can dream of. Yes, we had milk cows. All the time had milk cows.
Where would you shut them up to milk them?
Well, we'd have a pen, what we call the cow pen.
Uh-huh.
That was the cow pen.
That was a different pen, though.
Yeah, that was a different pen. That was a smaller pen. You'd let you keep the calf in, and then you'd turn the cow in,
uh-huh.
let the calf suck a little bit, and tie them over to the fence, and just sit down there and milk the cow.
What would you call a fenced-in place around the barn where all the animals could walk around?
Barnyard.
Okay. Did y'all, I guess you had some horses too, huh?
Oh, yes. You know we had the horses. Yes, sir.
Did you like to ride?
Yes, I did like to ride. I rode right down to Sayre Street in Monroe on a horse.
You couldn't do that now.
Oh, no. You couldn't get to the Sayre Street on a horse.
Where would y'all keep the horses? Did y'all have shelter?
We had stable for the horses. Yes, sir. We had stable for them horses. You know, there was a shed built out on the side of the barn where we kept the feed. Yes, my daddy loved his horses.
What kinds did you have? Just regular horses?
Just regular horses. He had different horses. It had to be a good horse for my daddy to buy it.
What about hogs? Where would you keep them?
Well, we had hogs, but we didn't have as many hogs as cows. Hogs, at that time, hogs just run in the woods. You'd just get out there every evening, call your hogs, and they'd come up and you'd feed them. But we never did have too many hogs at one time.
Uh-huh. Did you, say if someone wanted to fatten a hog?
Well, we'd put them in a pen, Build a hog pen and put them in.
Y'all had those?
Oh, yes, we did. Sure did.
Did your father ever sell hogs too, or was it mainly just?
Oh yes, he sold hogs.
Did
he sold
butcher them too?
Yes. Oh yes, we butcher the hogs. We butcher the hogs.
Can you smoke beef? Like I've heard people call it smokehouse.
Well, we never did. We never did smoke beef. We smoked hogs. We smoked the hogs.
Does beef just not smoke as well? Or?
I don't know, honey. I've never eaten smoked beef, and never dealt with any smoked beef at all. We used to smoke the hog. You build a little house you call the smoke house. Hang that meat up from a rafter. Build a little smoke on it. And that's good meat. That's really good meat, that meat that you smoke, that hickory smoke.